This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. I do believe Raffy's going to join us here in the next 5 minutes. So we'll ship the NFL news of the day coming up to 3:20. Here's Woolchuck with a proper round trip.
Yeah, man, it's going to be cool to talk with Rafi. But, of course, we got the Home Run Derby going down tonight, 877-881-1053. Who are you taking to win the Derby? Right now, the odds, you do have Pete Alonso, who's the favorite to win the Derby at plus 300. He's going for three-time champion of this event. Gunnar Henderson, who did homer yesterday. I believe he finished with 28 homers in the first half. That is the second most home runs by a shortstop through, I think, the first 96 games of a season in MLB history. Alex Rodriguez with the most as a member of the Rangers in 2002. I believe he hit 31 home runs. Bobby Witt Jr., the hometown kid, Colleyville Heritage's own at plus 425, has the third best odds, followed by Marcelo Zuna. Plus 480. And then El Bombi, Adolis Garcia at plus 550. I do like Teoscar Hernandez at plus 1200, who is a very good home run hitter. Maybe as a long shot guy, if you want to just play the odds there. But Dolly is the all-time leader in homers at Globe Life Field. You know he lives for these type of moments. He wants to put on a show for the hometown crowd. I don't know that he's actually officially selected who's going to pitch to him. I know he said if all else fails, then he'll just go with Tony Beasley. So it might end up being Bees out there again, and maybe they can get on the same page after.
Well, doesn't sound like he's got a great plan.
It was disappointing last year. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't have a plan. He's just going out there, and he's going to swing. He's going to feel it in the moment.
Well, you know, in that case, I think I would put a hundo on Pete Alonso and another hundo on your long shot, Teoscar.
On Teoscar Hernandez?
Yeah.
Man, I really hope we get some shots of Alonso going back down into the clubhouse weight room and doing some deadlifts in between his at-bats.
I saw that, yeah.
Because that was pretty dang electric.
Yeah.
That was maybe the highlight of, was that last year?
I think that was last year.
I think it was last year.
We were just watching a game, and I think it was like between a double header he was working out or something.
I believe it.
He was like, they were showing him in full uniform.
That's insane.
Yeah,
how could you possibly be stronger after doing something like that?
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Even the exhaustion factor, like I'm just tired now.
Even the NBA players like go through some level of like resistance workouts on
Jordan
game days.
Love to get a hard lift in the morning and then play at night.
That's wild. That's wild.
I don't get it. You know, I think if I was MLB, I'd send somebody by with a cup every time I saw that happening on TV. I'm like, whoa, he's going to do one of the most difficult, exhausting lifts, and he still has energy and reserves to go out and dominate.
Yeah, we'll get to some urine testing coming up. NFL news of the day on the other side.
I thought you were anti urine testing.
Well, I am as a fan, but if I was running the league, you know,
you would change your perspective. You would have some standards at that point.
Hey, rules are rules. You know, I'm a law and order guy.
Rules are rules.
You know, you can level with them. Like, guys, trust me, I hate this. I want you to be pumping steroids into your bodies. I want you just hitting moonshots left and right.
Just
okay, believe me, I have to go about doing it.
Let's go
this way.
Has a hometown guy won the Derby? So since it came to be in 1985, it's happened three times. So most recently in 2018, Bryce Harper won in Washington. Todd Frazier then won with the Reds. And then in 2015, and then Ryne Sandberg, a Cub, won at Wrigley in 1990. So you can't count Doley out. As I mentioned, 67 home runs all time at Globe Life Field. Like, maybe you get a little bit of home cooking. If it's not Adolis, though, do you think we're kind of rooting for Bobby Witt Jr.?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one hometown guy or another. And speaking of guys that are DFW dudes and know their way around the home run derby, you're looking at 569 career home runs, four-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover, and a veteran of the home run derby. It's Rafael Palmeiro here. On 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing outstanding now that we got you on the horn. How many times did you compete in this derby?
I did it twice. I did it in Colorado, and then I did it in Houston. I don't remember. I think it was 2004, but I wasn't in the All-Star game. I didn't make the All-Star team, but they invited me to be a part of the home run derby that year.
Yeah, need a little bit more firepower there. Rafi's definitely the guy if you need that. What's your favorite home memory of competing in that?
I mean, it's just an incredible feel, man. I mean, the first one I did in Colorado, didn't know what I was getting into, you know, but just being on the field, and then when it was my turn, I mean, it's not like a game, because when you're playing in a game, I mean, it's everybody's out there. It's everybody's playing, but when you're just by yourself and all the attention's on you and all the cameras on you, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but once we got started, I was fine. I mean, it was a lot of fun. The format was a little bit different because we had 10 outs, so you could kind of step out and take some swing, take some pitches and take a little break. Now they do it where it's just, you know, they don't take a break hardly, but I mean, it's just a great time, man. The ones that I did, I had a blast. I won my first round in both, and then I got beat in the second round.
Okay, we were just talking about Pete Alonso, like, going in between his at-bats during the Derby and doing, like, some heavy deadlifts in between at-bats. Like, does that make any sense to you? Like, what is he doing?
Actually, it does, because I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I played with Julio Franco. I know you guys remember him here in Texas. And he lifted weights. He was, like, really, really ripped and strong. And he actually lifted weights before the game. And I was like, why are you doing that? He goes, it just gives me a pump before the game. And so I get what Pete Alonso is doing, because it almost makes you stronger right before you get in there.
So what advice would you have for our guy Adolis Garcia tonight? It's his second time doing it. And do you think he's got a chance? I mean, he is at home. He's the all-time leader in home runs at the new ballpark.
I'd put my money on him. I mean, this dude is a monster, and he's got his fans. I mean, he's playing at home. He's going to be here with his fans. So, if he can get going and he can get the crowd into it, he can get on a roll, man, and I think he's going to win it. I mean, he's got that body type. He's got the swing. He's got the home crowd. So I'm expecting him to do, like, something really crazy tonight.
Hey, Rafi, I was going to ask you about Paul Skeens, and he kind of reminds me of these throwback pitchers that you used to face all the time during your career. Is there anybody he reminds you of, just going out there taking the ball and being as dominant as he has?
Well, I think Nolan, but, you know, I faced Nolan early on in my career when Nolan was kind of towards the end of his. I mean, that kind of reminds me a little bit of that. Roger Clemens early on when he was on his game. Dwight Gooden. Those are the kind of guys. There were different type pitchers than Skeens is. But those are the kind of guys that I think reminds me of him the most.
Do you have respect as a dominant mustache haver yourself? What level of respect do you have for the Paul Skeens mustache?
Man, I don't know, man. I don't have a mustache anymore. I get it. I mean, he looks great. It's intimidating and all. But he's gonna have to come up with a different look, I think.
So, when did you decide to get rid of the stash?
I don't know. I guess it's as you get older, you know, you start getting uglier. And I got rid of my little Cuban mustache, and so now I got a little goatee. I mean, it comes with age, man. As we get older and we get uglier, we got to hide our faces.
I heard that.
Man, I don't know that it comes with age. I started doing that as soon as I was able to grow a full beard, Rafi. But, man, you're a Ranger legend. I know you're a favorite Ranger of so many fans that are listening. What was it like for you to finally get to see the Rangers win a World Series? It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year.
It was awesome, man. I mean, we tried. Obviously, we came up short. We had a couple good years there. In 99, I thought we had a shot at winning it all. And then we ran into the Yankees. Obviously, they put us out and they went on to win it. But, you know, more so for the fans. I mean, it was awesome for me to watch, and I wish that I would have been a part of that and been a part of a team that had won it. But for our fans that waited so long and were so close in 2010, I guess, in 11, it's just an amazing thing to watch. It was unreal, man. It's just an incredible thing.
But, I think all you I think all you guys needed was get this dome over here so you weren't so exhausted by the end of the year. What do you think about the new stadium?
No, I think it's great, but let me tell you this. I don't think it was the dome. I don't think it was the home games that did it, man, because they won every game on the road last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they were a lot better away from here, which is something that's I don't think it's ever been done. They played every game on the road that they played in the playoffs. They won, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
Yep, sure did.
Exactly. So, I mean, their home field advantage wasn't really a home field advantage. They were better on the road.
The great Rafael Palmeiro here with us on 105.3 The Fan. You going to be at the game tomorrow?
Yes, I will be. Absolutely.
What are you looking forward to watching here in an all-star game?
You just never know, man. I mean, these guys are out there having fun and trying to do great things, and I don't know. I mean, just these are the greatest players in the world, and, you know, anything is possible. But it seems to me that the pitchers are probably going to dominate the game, especially the guys that are in the game tomorrow. So I expect a low-scoring game, but you never know.
What's the furthest lengths you've gone, Rafael, to assist your hands when it comes to the grueling nature, when it comes to the blisters and the callusing and things? Like Jorge Posada was doing the spring training, urinating on his hands to prep them for the rigors of the season. Is there anything like that that you would do, pro tip wise, to the young batters out there?
He was probably having to do that because he was probably doing dishes during the off season in the kitchen, so his hands were so soft. But no, I didn't do anything. I luckily, you know, I mean, I hit a lot during the off season, so I kind of went through that process before I got to spring training, so that when I got to spring training, I just kind of everything was good to go. I didn't have to deal with blisters in my feet or my hands. I didn't want to have any issues, so I did all my stuff in the off season to get ready.
Rafi, you had such a beautiful swing throughout your career, and I know you took a lot of pride in that and the techniques and the various things that you went through to get it to that way. When you watch batters nowadays, seems to me like a lot of strikeouts and maybe not a lot of contact. When you watch hitters today, is it troubling to you a little bit with some of these guys, how they just chase balls all over the place?
Well, it's troubling to me a lot. Because the whole approach to hitting has changed over the years.
Right.
And it seems to me, and with the pitchers not necessarily getting better, but just throwing harder and the strike zone elevating a little bit, the high strike zone now is being called more than before, it makes it harder for a hitter to hit. And with the approach of, you know, exit velocity and distance that they're looking for, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark with every swing, that doesn't do very well against guys that are throwing 97, 98 miles an hour up in the zone. So I think once hitters start getting back to, you know, shortening up the swing and just putting the ball in play, you're going to see guys, you know, catching up to the hitters now or to the pitchers now, and you're going to see batting averages start elevating again. You're going to see less strikeouts, more walks, even more home runs, because when you put the ball in play, there's a better chance that the ball's going to go out of the ballpark.
What would you tell a hopeful in high school or college right now, knowing that maybe the teams are looking for that exit velo, but how important average is to you? How would you coach them through that?
Well, I think that, you know, you teach discipline at the plate. You teach them the strike zone. You teach them to hit line drives. Just make sure that they have a good fundamental sound base. And, you know, just remind them that it's about hitting the ball hard. It's about making solid contact in the strike zone. And I think that if they can get back to that, the exit velo is going to be there. The distance is going to be there. It's just going to be more consistent. They're going to get to that result more consistently than if they're just trying to hit the ball 500 feet.
Rafi, being one of the legendary home run hitters in the game, I mean, we lost one of the greats in Willie Mays, but I wonder for you, maybe when you were growing up, who really stood out to you? Who do you think are some of the best home run hitters of all time when you reflect back on the sport?
Well, you know, obviously I had a chance to play against Barry Bonds, so I think he's the greatest home run hitter of all time. I think that what he did, especially in San Francisco, is beyond unbelievable, because I had a chance to play in San Francisco and I couldn't hit the ball out the right field. I hit two home runs there, but it was to left field. But obviously, you know, Henry Aaron, Willie Mays, you know, Babe Ruth, but that's obviously in the early days. But yeah, those guys were the greatest home run hitters of all time. But I would put Barry Bonds in that category.
Thanks so much for being generous with your time, and enjoy the All-Star festivities, sir. Salute to you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Cheers. There he goes, Rafael Palmeiro, here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Just a legendary home run hitter. You're right, Brian. That lefty swing was beautiful. Just so pure.
Beautiful swing.
And a gorgeous sight to behold. Okay, we're handing it over tonight, 7 o'clock, to the Home Run Derby. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, for the All-Star Game. 105 through The Fan is going to be your home for both of them. NFL News of the Day now coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Quarterback rankings, a new GM, arrests, and P-tests. That's next in The Nation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.